This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen. When it comes to the role gender is playing in the U.S. presidential campaign, just about everyone seems to have an opinion. Last Friday, we heard one of those opinions from feminist writer Robin Morgan. Morgan wrote an essay protesting what she sees as blatant sexism directed toward Hillary Clinton.
And yesterday on the program, we talked with two of the women behind the Double X Factor blog on Slate.com. That's Emily Bazelon and Dahlia Lithwick, about what could be a generational divide on this issue. Well, we got lots and lots of listener email on that conversation, and we continue to. Here's our senior producer and letters editor, Steve Proffitt, with a sampling.
Madeline, let's start with Paula Prince. She's from Roanoke, Virginia. She heard our discussion with Dahlia and Emily, and she was especially interested in their observation that some women who support Clinton see others who don't as somehow being traitors to the feminist cause. Here's Ms. Prince, who's supporting Barack Obama.
I believe that as a feminist, I fought for the right to have the opportunity to vote for or against a woman. I do not feel a bit guilty. I do not feel a bit like a traitor.
That's Paula Prince of Roanoke. Another Obama supporter thinks NPR is biased in favor of Hillary Clinton, and she rejects the idea that the senator is a victim of sexism.
Hi, this is Sarah Chablani, and I'm from Syracuse, New York. Why are you promoting Clinton? Blaming her loss on sexism? Come on. Obama has risen above the race card. Clinton has to rise above the sex card instead of promoting it.
This is Carolyn Crow calling from Philadelphia. I just finished listening to the biggest wad of piffle on your program regarding people supporting Hillary Clinton.
Listener Carolyn Kroll, a Clinton supporter, was incensed by the attitudes of the two Slate contributors we heard from yesterday, Dahlia Lithwick and Emily Bazelon.
Their self-hatred and distrust of other women is frightening and stupid. Wait until they have to face the discrimination that their slightly older sisters face in our society. Of course, they will have perfect lives because they are so much smarter than we are, they think.
Another Clinton supporter, Melissa Sweeney of Santa Monica, California, found yesterday's gender discussion amusing in a disheartening way. She saved a few choice words for our host, Alex Chadwick.
Mr. Chadwick referred to his fear of getting his head bitten off if he were to broach the subject of Clinton's gender to women. Not to be outdone, one of the Slate bloggers referred to the dialogue on this issue as a pillow fight. Girls, girls, girls! And that includes you, Mr. Chadwick.
Melissa Sweeney of Santa Monica. And finally,
I've been caught up in the issue firsthand between my mother and my female friends.
Andrew Falcone is 29. He's from Westchester, Pennsylvania, and he says he's torn between Senators Clinton and Obama. His mother reminds him of Hillary Clinton. She fought for acceptance in law school, and he says she gave him great respect for women in general. His female friends generally support Barack Obama and see no connection between feminism and a vote for Senator Clinton.
And I see my mother witness this reaction amongst my younger friends, and she is genuinely horrified and flat out hurt. And I see the pain and defeat in her face, and this saddens me.
Listener Andrew Falcone of Westchester, Pennsylvania. And Madeline, that's it for letters, at least for now.
At least for now. That's senior producer Steve Proffitt. If you'd like to send us your thoughts on anything, not just this topic, you can go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.